MGTOW men, welcome back. So MGTOW content has a few indelible qualities to it. It has a few qualities that all MGTOW content producers can likely agree on and have likely experienced when they first came across the content. Let me read to you regarding where I'm going with this. That's right, Hoodie. Your channel and your content reached out to Brazil. My name is Anonymous. I'm a 26-year-old musician, and I'm building a great, satisfying career as a choral conductor, singer, and singing teacher. I could not be more happy. I came across MGTOW about a month ago, and it totally changed my life. I've watched a lot of the main content of MGTOW on YouTube, Barbar, Stardust, and of course your channel, and I identified it with myself, especially for your spiritual approach and your Christian and familiar background. I was raised in a Catholic family and a very stable home, which I'm thankful for, but the female figures in my family, my mother and grandma, were always the preeminent ones. Add up to that the passive approach of Catholicism and you got a nice guy juice. In my school years, I was the introverted one who had the quirky friends. I thought that I was missing something, but I never cared much. At 18, I became a seminarian out of fear or to escape the real world, perhaps. And after 16 months, I quit. But it was a good experience, and it really opened my eyes. After that, I decided to study computer science, which I really like in university, but I've also quit. Music was speaking really loud for me during this time, and in 2014, I finally attended the music course. So pursuing this passion of mine really helped me to develop as a man. Blue pill, but still valid, I suppose, and I decided to try some relationships. Two of them, 2013 and 15, were really mediocre, but the last one in 2017 really changed my life. 2017 was going to be my year. Finances, health, relationships were the main aspects to focus on, all in the blue pill perspective, of course, don't forget. And many of those things you can build while you're still in that frame of mind and that mindset about the world. But many men are hit. They're blindsided. So going on networking, hitting the gym, no fat, body language. Guess what? I started dating a really hot girl. It must be a gift of God for all my efforts, I thought to myself. And I was really feeling alive. For it was a whole new experience for me. I really liked her, and for the first time, I felt sexual energy in me. Long history short, we broke up 2 months after, and all began to fall apart. I left some jobs, my health was bad, I was finally having some suicidal thoughts, something I've never imagined would happen. And just a reminder, I'm a musician, emotions multiplied by 10, you get the point. I don't know how, but I found the strength to keep going, especially in music and my closest friends. Life went on. I shot down my Facebook account, and one day on June 18th, 2018, 8 days before my birthday, watching a video by Pandey, a Brazilian philosopher, someone in the comments mentioned MGTOW. I had no idea what it was about. I Googled it. First red pill taken. Not bad, huh? Since then, peace is the best word to describe this epiphany that came into my life. I'm virgin, whatever, and love and relationships are dead to me. And at the same time, it is great to know that I'm not alone and other men share the same mindset. The MGTOW principles always resonated deeply in me. But due to societal pressures, it felt wrong all the times and I tried to bury it. I'm thankful to dig it out all for once. And as they say, when you learn the lesson, you no longer need the experience. I'm not used to commenting or sending emails to channels and pages, but I really felt inclined to do so and share my personal experience with you. Keep up the excellent work. You are a light for the men who live in mental darkness. And be sure my path and life were illuminated by your knowledge. I would be really glad if you have the time to reply to me, no matter when or how. Thank you and greetings from Brazil. So first off, thanks for reaching out. We've had all these thoughts. I've got some other emails that I've got to get to, and so I can't say I'll be very in-depth. This is my initial response to him, but I wanted to express my thanks for the email and get back to you. Thank you for the words, and I'm glad to hear that the MGTOW word came when it needed to enter into your life. MGTOW men often run into something, an impasse, a realization. We run into traumas, and then we're really not sure where to go. Right at that moment, I found that many men end up finding MGTOW. It's really quite apropos. So we all have these thoughts too, and a lot of the guys that never hear of MGTOW, they obviously have these thoughts as well. It goes hand in hand with what we say with MGTOW being centuries old and not being a new phenomenon. But many men never come across the content, so they can never get to the point of actualizing what they've thought about. They have these realizations, but often they don't have the confidence to act on it in person, in real life, because they don't think that other people are at that same level. So we have these thoughts and these inner dwellings, and the only thing that's missing is that tipping point. So the things that I've learned over this year of making content, MGTOW is obviously international, is what you said, primarily developed in Western countries and developed countries. And obviously there are some instances where that's not the case. But the next one is, when I make content, I realize that I can't make content ever assuming that many know where I'm coming from, or know these acronyms, or know these terms, and that the content I'm making seems routinely discussed in MGTOW circles, on blogs and forums, and even on my channel. But when I discuss a lot of these things, I think to myself, what are you doing? You're discussing the same thing that you have been discussing over and over again. I cannot bear to listen to myself. And maybe some days that's more accurate than others. But what I've noticed, and what I want to kind of emphasize here, is maybe you guys can relate to this even more, is that you end up going on an information binge and a content obsession. Once you find it, it's hard not to look away from it for a while, because it's like you've been craving something for so long but have not been given the nutrition to satisfy. So the new information that you receive is quite overwhelmingly nourishing, and as a result, you almost gorge on it. And so for me, that gorge was about 30 days. For some men, it might be shorter. For some men, it might be only a couple days, and then they get dissuaded. For some, it might be 3 months. I remember listening to M. Craft's Jerry Liu's 18 Stories to Make You MGTOW series, some Elliot Hull stuff that wasn't necessarily related to MGTOW, some stuff by Sandman, random channels, very small random channels. Nothing wrong with that. X-Paladoc, I could not put it down. One topic after another, one testimony after another, and a thought that was continually growing in my brain for years and was expanding almost like a balloon that was building over the years, that became fuller and fuller, okay? It was getting inundated with helium, was nearing its burst. It couldn't take in any more volume, and it eventually did burst. And that burst is often when you find MGTOW content, but it's not a negative burst. And the burst is going to happen if you find the content, but it will often go the other way if you don't. And you will continually stew over the thoughts that you're having in your mind about hypergamy. But many of these guys linger in the political spheres of commentary, in the spheres of discussing what they are saying about social justice warriors in the news, new laws, new policies, experiences, and everyday life. And they will be centered on those things. And I'd imagine that many of them get pulled under different alternative political talk and maybe even PUA commentary. And that's occasionally the path, as I think it was for Sandman and Jerry Liu regarding PUA initially. But I liken it to the analogy of being out in a desert and you come across this oasis. You almost have to be careful not to overindulge on the water. Just like they say for those that have completed a marathon, don't imbibe too much, even though you might want to. And I can't really say that connection is complete, but I would say that it at least might be similar to a man out on a hunt. It's a pioneer. He hasn't eaten in days, and he finally comes across an elk, and he gets his elk, and he's so ravenous that he cooks it up and eats about 3 pounds just in that day. I don't know. It's when we tend to gorge on these foods that are high in sucrose, high in fructose and such, like finding honey on the side of the road as you're a pioneer. You gorge on these things and your brain's telling you may not come across it for a while, so you better take in as much as you can. And you end up gorging, as is often the case during the days of pre-industrialized convenience that we live in. But you come across that with honey, as I said, but MGTOW is honey, but it does not get to the point where it's hurting your body. For some men, they may not be ready to take that in, even though they're needing it. But for me, after going dark with this information dwelling in my brain for over a year, I had to make content. I say this because you may want to make content in the future. I'm speaking to you, emailer, but obviously any of you guys that are listening, you may learn more. You may have an event that triggers that drive to pursue it at that level in the future. You may not. It really all depends. You have to have hearkening for being somewhat creative, but also helping others and publishing information, which appears that you have. And I encourage you to think about it. And every day we're getting new content producers, and ones are stepping down and new ones are coming in. And keep that in mind. It's a very strange transition that many guys experience with this. They shut down their Facebook, they shut down their Instagram, their Twitter, but they move on to start making content on YouTube, public but private elsewhere. leaving the simple sugars for the long-lasting complex ones. So MGTOW are all over the world. Just continue to live your life. Be an example of how to live your life. That's your best defense. And other guys will ask you, what's your trick? And you're going to be satisfied. So sunrisecity@gmail.com. You can send these types of emails all the time. Sunrise City on Twitter. Hoodies up, hoodies out.